This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this episode of our weekly series, Vital Signs, urinary tract infections. It's a common problem with more than 3 million cases in the U.S. each year. I talked about how to treat and prevent UTIs with Dr. Maude Carmel, a urologist with Parkland Hospital and UT Southwestern Medical Center. What is the urinary tract?
The tract that involves the kidney, the ureter, so the tube that brings the urine from the kidney down to the bladder and the urethra.
And what is it that causes an infection in the tract?
So it's going to be an introduction of a bacteria. Usually the bacteria are going to come from the rectum or the outside, going to climb up the urethra and infect the bladder. And it's going to be mostly women that are going to be infected by bladder and urinary tract infections compared to men.
Is there a reason why?
It's the anatomy, mostly. The urethra is much shorter in a woman than in a man. And it's also the urethra is much closer to the rectum in a woman than a man. And so this is why younger girls, sexually active women, and also postmenopausal women are much higher risk of urinary tract infections compared to men. But as men get older, prostate problems or other diseases, they can make them prone to urinary tract infections as well.
What are symptoms of a urinary tract infection?
The main symptoms are going to be burning sensation with urination, increased frequency. They have to go to the bathroom more frequently than usual. They need to rush more to get to the bathroom. Some people can have also pain just in the lower pelvic area. People can also describe some flank pain. Blood in the urine is a sign also of urinary tract infection. Once people develop a fever, it's when we call that a pyelonephritis, so an infection of the kidney. So this is a bit more serious, but typically just an infection of the bladder should not have fever.
If you have a urinary tract infection, is it likely that you would ever get one again?
30% of women are more prone to infections. They're going to have recurring urinary tract infections for different reasons. Also, just once it can happen, but we know that some women are more prone to it. There's some family history predisposition also. Younger women, sexually active women, are more prone to have recurring urinary tract infections. And postmenopausal women also are more prone to have recurring urinary tract infections.
Are recurrent infections a sign of something more serious?
It can be. What we consider as a recurring urinary tract infection is when you have more than 3 per year that are confirmed with a test, a urine culture. If you have more than 3 per year, this is a sign that you might need to have an evaluation by a urologist or a gynecologist to make sure there's nothing else causing the urinary tract infections.
How serious is the infection itself?
Usually it's pretty simple. The symptoms are going away pretty quickly with the start of antibiotics. It's only in a small percentage of people that the infection can progress something more serious and infect the kidneys.
Still, there's that idea or belief or rumor going around that cranberry juice is a treatment for urinary tract infection. Now you have this big smile and laugh
yes.
going on there.
There is some evidence that there's a product in the cranberry that could prevent bladder infection, but it's not a treatment. The amount of that product in the cranberry juice is so diluted that it's almost inexistent. And there's so much sugar in the cranberry juice that the cranberry juice doesn't do anything. So usually when I tell patients, the best thing is to take cranberry capsules that you can buy at the grocery store or the natural product store or the pharmacy. These are going to have the concentrated product that we want. We think that this product kind of coats the lining of the bladder, preventing the bacteria to adhere to the bladder wall, preventing infections.
Are there other alternative methods that may work?
We think about 30% of bladder infections, and they're pretty small, can be treated just by increased hydration and frequent urination. But of course, if the symptoms persist after 24, 48 hours, then you should seek a medical evaluation to see if you need antibiotics.
Can you prevent UTIs?
Be well hydrated. Go to the bathroom frequently, at least every 4 or 6 hours. Prevent constipation. Constipation is a big risk factor for recurrent tract infections. In women that are prone to infection, we can sometimes recommend cranberry extract pills. Vitamin C also can prevent bladder infection. It acidifies the urine, preventing bacteria to grow in the urine. So they can take one tablet of vitamin C at night when they go to bed. It's usually going to help to prevent infections.
Dr. Carmel, thank you for being with me.
You're welcome.